Why, hello there, honey. May I be the first to welcome you to the Milk Exchange, the best cowgirl brothel this side of the region. How may I help you? Oh my, your face is all red. Did you happen to walk into the wrong store? The city does get kind of complicated. I know this place pretty well, so I could point you in the right direction. Wait, this is the right place? Then why do you... Oh, I get it. You're one of them shy boys, aren't you, cutie? I really should have noticed with your face at a constant red and how you're stuttering at every word. No, don't worry. I find it incredibly cute. In fact, to be brutally honest with you, I love shy guys. The way they stutter and stammer over every little thing they say. The way their faces go ablaze when you flirt with them. And how they'll just melt if you touch them softly. Everything about them is just so cute. I can barely control myself. Sorry, I was rambling there a little bit, wasn't I? Now, before we get too off topic, I'm assuming you know how a monster girl brothel works, right? No? Well, put simply, I'll hand you a list and you'll pick one of the girls we have, which here are all cowgirls, of course. And you'll go with your desired girl and then, well, I think you know what's happening next. Here's the list, and take as long as you need to, all right? No one here is in a rush, so you shouldn't be either. You've already picked? Well, that was quite fast. So what lovely lady will you be taking care of this evening? Or will be taking care of you? Me? Are you sure? Well, thank you. You don't know how badly I wanted to spoil and pamper you. It should be illegal for someone to look and act as cute as you. Oh, sorry, I was kind of suffocating you in between my breasts for a second there. Let's just call it a taste of what's to come, shall we? Now, our room is at the end of the hallway to the left. You go right there, and I'll be with you soon, cutie. Sorry I took so long. I had to... You really look tense. Are you all right? Nervous? Yeah, I expected you to be, but if it makes you feel any better, I promise to be slow and gentle. I only do things if you want me to do them, and I'm sure you know, but cowgirls are naturally caring and motherly, and I'm no different, so please try and feel relaxed near me, all right? All right. Do you feel a bit better? Good. So what do you want to start with? Well, yeah, I want you to pick. Not only does it tell me what you're into, but it also allows me to look at that adorable little face of yours. So you want me to breastfeed you, huh? No, I'm not laughing. It's just a really cute request, especially coming from you. But before I do that, I do have one question. You didn't even look through the list. Why was that? You had a crush on me? You sound just like a nervous high school boy, which is not all a bad thing. I think you deserve a reward for admitting it. So bring me that mouth, cutie. Right there we go. There we go. Oh, just sit back and relax. Good boy, good boy. That is a very good boy. Just let me take care of you. Drink all the milk you'd like. Fresh cowgirl milk is said to be quite the rare item, and I'm told mine is some of the best around. And it's all for you. Aren't you lucky? Oh, but I don't want to be the only one feeling pleasure. So let me just put my hand down that robe of yours, which I'm surprised you put on in the first place. Don't worry, sweetheart. I'll be nice and gentle. Just let my hand take care of you. You must have been so frustrated, right? From the moment you walked in the door, you've a little bulge in your pants. I must really excite you, huh? God, your moans are even more adorable. From the way you stutter to the way your face heats up. Even those little jumps you do when I run my thumb over the tip. Kinda like this. Sorry. You're just too fun to tease and play with. But I can feel you getting close by how hard you're sucking on my breast. So let me just... Don't worry. I'm going to let you come, but it just feels like doing it in my hand would be wrong. So how about I use these huge tits of mine that you've been staring at since you walked in? Oh no, don't try and hide it now. Every time I looked away, I saw you taking a quick peek at my tits. I guess I can add that to the adorable things you do that make me want to keep you list. But to be fair, those bras can barely be called that in the first place. They're more or less just thin strips of fabric. Come on, don't you want to know what it feels like to have my two soft and squishy tits smother your dick as I move up and down, until you explode all over me? You might even reach my face if it's strong enough. So I want to try it. Do you? See, that wasn't hard now, was it? So just lean back on the bed, good boy. And I'll lean between your legs and... look, your dick completely vanished between my tits and you're already moaning when I haven't even done anything yet. Do my tits feel that good? I wonder what would happen if I moved them. Let's find out, shall we? Your pre-cum is making it all nice and slippery. It must feel like heaven right now. Well, if your moans are anything to go by, they sound even better when they're not muffled under my breast. This must feel even better than my hand, right? All these warm, soft sensations attacking you all at once must be quite intense. So if you want to ever stop and take a break, you just tell me, all right, honey? You want me to go faster? Well, if you insist. It seems I broke that shy side of you, if even for just a second. Do I make you that crazy? Well, at least the feeling's mutual. As a little bonus, I'll do this. Wow, the way you thrashed around on the bed. You must really have enjoyed that. Would you like another? I won't know unless you tell me. Good boy. Here's your reward. I can feel you thrusting up into me. You must be really close. Are you ready? Ready to give me every last drop of milk you have stored in you? Give it to me. Give it all to me. There we go. Just let it all out. Good boy. Such a good boy. Wow. Look at how much there is. You really did land it on my face. I'm guessing you felt really good. What now? Well, you said you had a crush on me earlier, right? Well, I suppose I should come clean as well. even though I feel so dirty. To tell you the truth, I have a huge crush on you too. Yeah, I'm not kidding. Whenever I went into that potion store that you run, I would always see you behind the counter acting all cute and nice when you blushed when I talked. Oh, I know I was in love. I really do love everything about you. Do you feel the same? You do. I guess that makes us lovers, huh? There's that blush as expected. How about after this, we go on a little date together? How's that sound? Oh, and one last thing. Don't you worry about people picking me. I'll just ask to be taken off the list, considering I'm your personal cowgirl and you're my cute little human. You're so cute. And all mine.